This episode of True North Country Comics is brought to you by You Are My Christmas, a brand new song from Canadian songstress Stephanie Beaumont. Whether it's decorating the tree and wrapping the presents, baking up a storm, or welcoming friends and family from near and far, Stephanie Beaumont captures the spirit of Christmas in her new song, You Are My Christmas. With this song, you're invited to share Stephanie's Christmas wish, that everyone has someone who's their Christmas too. You Are My Christmas is now available on iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, Deezer, and wherever good music is sold. Get yours today. Welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. It's December 14th, 2018. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Morgan Kegashange at Witcaf 2018. Morgan is a producer of comics, zines, fan art prints, and she also runs Left to Right Studios. She's also an Anishinaabe Ojibwe member of the Whitefish River First Nations. During our chat, Morgan talked about her creative work, including teaching students the fundamentals about art. One of her current projects is an anthology of up-and-coming artists. She spoke about her studio plus suggestions and efforts to promote art in general. Morgan talked about Concept Comics, a seasonal magazine that she plans to promote at future events. She also spoke about opportunities, or lack thereof, for Indigenous artists. Before we go further, here's some of the current news about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. CBC reported on a new comic book project by Paul Tucker, who teamed up with his teacher Wallace Ryan from St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador. The new comic, called Nobody is in Control, is to be published by Black Mask Studios and is slated for stores in February. You can read more on cbc.ca. The Verge published their list of the top 10 comic books of 2018. On the list is Woman World by Minder Dhaliwal. You can read more at theverge.com. NBC News published their list of the best 2018 books for children and YA readers. The list included They Say Blue by Jillian Tamaki. You can read more on NBCNews.com. The Comeback published their own list of the 5 best comic books of 2018. Coming in third is Swamp Thing Winter Special with art by Jason Fabok. You can read more at TheComeback.com. Now on the calendar this week, it's Oshawa Comic Con taking place December 15th at the Legends Center in Oshawa, Ontario, with special guest creator Stephanie Line. More details are available at popculturecanada.ca. And this weekend marks the grand opening of the Comic Hunter in Fredericton, New Brunswick. On December 15th, festivities will include comic artists, a charity photo booth, interactive activities, cosplay, and tree decorating. You can discover more on facebook.com/thecomichunterFTON. And now, here's my chat with Morgan Kegashange at Witcaf 2018. I'm here with Morgan Kegashange here at Witcaf. I want to talk about what you're up to these days, what's here at the event, and what are you up to?
So I am an Indigenous comic book illustrator, animator, and zine enthusiast. I create comics and illustrations both digitally and by hand, and I also do animation on the side. I teach students how to make zines and comics of their own. And I'm currently looking to build a platform through which that I can publish other people's works and comics in an anthology series under my own production company, so to speak. So that's kind of what I'm aiming to do here, is to come in here, show people what I'm capable of doing and show people what my art looks like, and hopefully draw enough other artists in into a circle of people that I can eventually start curating an anthology series around.
This anthology be primarily for Indigenous artists or just anybody?
It would be for anybody. So I would prefer any chance that I can to include other Indigenous people in my work. Unfortunately, they're hard to find. They're not always have the opportunity to come out to conventions like this. So when I do find them, I would love to include them. But as it stands, I've got to fill the books, so to speak, with what I can get my hands on.
You have your own studio. I'm wondering how long that's been running and what's involved in that.
I started building my studio while I was in school at Seneca's Independent Illustration Program and building a brand around there. And then I've kind of taken it. It's still very personal. It's running out of the, you know, back doors of my van, so to speak. You know, it's just in my apartment and it's a little studio. Basically, what I'm trying to do is make a monthly publishing magazine that features comics and illustrations from artists and that sort of thing. So basically, people would make their own work and submit it to me.
What methods have you used to outreach to people, gather information, and get them informed about it?
The best way to do it is to have a pretty keen working background with your social media accounts. On every platform that you can, try to reach out to artists, see what they're doing, see what they're making, see what conventions they're going to, see what book signings they're going to, where they're going to be displaying their work, anything that you can to get out and meet people. Doing art trades is another really big thing that I like to do, where I'll go and swap art with people and basically have their work in my pocket as a reference, that and then they can do the same as well. So that's probably one of the best ways that I like to approach people and get an idea of their work.
Current projects on the go that you want to talk about?
Just, I think the biggest one I'm trying to get out right now is called Concept Comics. It is a seasonal magazine, and each season you work off of a theme. You submit either a comic, a illustration, a piece of writing, prose, any type of art, and it basically gets collected into a little magazine that we sell at conventions. So that's what I'm trying to get off the ground. Slow going.
Indigenous art in general, do you think that that's something that's lacking in Canada, something that needs more prominence?
Well, there's a lot of great youth, especially doing a lot of Indigenous-led projects and working with a lot of other Indigenous types of art. And I think what's really getting in the way of people seeing that is just having platforms available for them to practice on. One of the things I talked about earlier was that they might not have the opportunity to come out to conventions. The reason for this is because a lot of the time you live on a reservation, you're secluded from cities, you don't have transportation to lag all of your stuff to a printer and then get it from the printer to the convention, and then whose house are you going to keep it in, and blah, 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 blah. So I think what's really important is maybe trying to find ways to bring arts and resources to the communities instead of trying to rely on the communities bringing themselves out into the city.
And I'm just going to guess that there isn't enough government intervention to make this happen. People have to rely on their resources to get things done.
Oh, goodness, no. Yeah. All art field type of funding is limited as it stands, regardless of whether or not you're Indigenous or non-Indigenous. So the biggest thing, it's not necessarily about money, it's about location. It's about where Indigenous people are and how you can reach out to them. And as long as conventions and really great concepts like these are operating in large-scale cities, the reality is Indigenous people probably are just not going to be able to get out to them as often as the rest of the community is.
And where would people, where would you send people to get more information about your project and what you're working on?
Instagram and Facebook are my two major operating systems. I'm also on Twitter, and I've got a couple. I've got a website as well, an art station, a DeviantArt, and a Patreon as well.
Thanks to Morgan for chatting with me. You can discover more about Morgan online at left-to-right-studios.com. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on iTunes. And please leave a good rating. Also, check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. I encourage you to follow along at Twitter at TrueNorthComics and Instagram at Instagram.com/TrueNorthCountryComics. Hopefully you'll find something new about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. And please send your feedback to info@TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening. Come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2018.